back into the studio, unlike a couple of weeks ago. We're far too busy to come in and see me, but Sergeant Shelley McQueen joins me in the studio for Police Beat today. Hello, Shelley. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I'm well. Thank you. Yourself?
Not too bad. Now, it's taken a while, but we have had a question from a member of the public. Are you ready for this?
Fire away.
All right. The question is, and it's from Scott, and thanks very much, Scotty, for sending this through. I'd like to know if it's legal to turn across double white lines in and out of a street, like they do turning into and out of Parker Street and into driveways at Bloodwood and Werrikamai buildings in South Hedland.
Okay, well, thanks for your question, Scott. Yes, there are three times that you can lawfully turn over double white lines.
Uh-huh.
So if you're directed to by an authorised person, and that could be anyone from a police officer to
a public officer,
something like that. Yep. So if Main Roads, as I said, an authorised person, so a shire worker, Main Roads, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, because they're doing some work out on Wilson Street on the weekend, and they were directing people across to the other side.
Having
obviously
to divert traffic, it is lawful.
Uh-huh.
If you're turning right onto a street, so if rather than actually go up the street, turn around, you can actually lawfully turn into a business, so turning right.
Okay.
And also, if you're overtaking a slow vehicle that's going less than 15 kilometres or under. So basically, if you're out on a highway and there are a slow vehicle, you can actually overtake it. But common sense has to prevail in this particular instance that don't do it if there's, 15 cars coming your other way. So you can do it if it's travelling at 15 kilometres or under.
That is a very risky game of chicken. Okay, so there you go. Thanks, Scott. If you do have a question for the police for future weeks, then get in touch with us, headland@triplem.com.au, or use the text message line 04800 97400. Shelley, a couple of questions for you. General traffic stuff. We've had our big spate of traffic people in town and around town, but there's an awful lot of work going out on the roads. Are traffic taking note?
Yes and no. We're seeing people really taking note and taking care and consideration on the roads, and some people that are not. If you're aware that there's going to be some roadworks on, try and plan your trip a little bit better. If you're running late for work, just be late for work. Try not to put yourself or other users at risk.
I've always said, don't just on that, it's better to be a little bit late than dead.
Absolutely.
On time.
Well, it's a pretty good mantra to live by, I would have thought. But certainly with the warmer weather, we're seeing an increased incidents of drink driving and antisocial behaviour. So basically, again, we sprout on about it every week. If you're planning to drink, plan your journey, plan for some way to get home. Perhaps stay the night, obviously, if you're at a private residence. But or a skipper. There's taxis. Get a friend to come and pick you up, but don't risk yourself or other people's lives with your intoxication.
And we did flag this quite a few weeks ago now. We are heading towards the party season, if you like, as we end businesses have their end of year wind-ups and things like that. So it's probably a good idea to, if you know you're going to go out and have a couple or more, then pace yourself. Take the wedge, get your water into you, stay hydrated, and most of all, get someone else to do the driving.
Exactly. If you're planning,
and if you're hosting, take the keys off these people.
Exactly. Perhaps it's a conversation you can have with your co-workers in regards to, let's organise, a share ride, let's hire a bus. I don't know, whatever the situation may be, but just plan. There's nothing worse than getting to the end of the night and thinking, I'll run the gauntlet and, again, not only you could lose your license, you're maybe liable for a really, really hefty financial penalty, as well as obviously putting other people at risk on the road.
Indeed. Any more updates on, shall we say, personal, private property? Do we need to bang this drum anymore?
Well, we can bang it every week, Dave. Every single week we bang away. Personal responsibility. Again, it's just a great reminder. Certainly as the weather is warming up, we've had some beautiful balmy evenings, so people are out and about. Opportunistic theft is always going to be an issue. So just be responsible with your personal and property security. Make sure things are locked up. If it's out there and it's able to be taken, people will take it. So just lock yourselves, lock your personal property away, and that certainly saves us some jobs and it'll save you grief as
well. All right. Just quickly flagging, 2 weeks today for those that want to do it is Halloween. All right. So that's going to be another night where you're going to have distractions around your place. So be aware. You don't have to take part. There's no one forcing you to take part in Halloween. But if you are not going to take part, probably an easy way is just put a quick sign at the door saying, sorry, not interested this year. Move on.
And certainly to the parents, it is a really good reminder that if your children are young, don't let them wander around the streets on their own. Even if they are in a group, please be responsible. Have one or two adults with a group of children going to every house. Do not encourage your children to go up to houses they don't know, knocking and asking for lollies. It's just too risky.
It's a recipe for disaster.
We would love to think that we live in a community where all of the children will be safe, but why run the risk?
Indeed. It used to do my head in as a school teacher. We'd be preaching stranger danger throughout the year to the students, and then one night of the year they decide, oh, no, we're going to knock on a stranger's door. It's ridiculous. Mate, thanks for joining us again on Police Beat. Go well. And once again, if you do have a question for the constabulary in future weeks, headland@MMM.com.au.